The 17th chapter in the Gospel according to John is kind of the title of Jesus' priestly prayer. We've heard several times the word consecrate or consecrated or consecration. And today we use that word in ordination, the consecration, the ordination of a priest. And as he was called that, it was really cool. I remember in the seminary listening and saying, "And I consecrated myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." Is the verse of Jesus basically telling his Father, "I want to be the priest for all the people you called me to." And we heard too how he was preaching to his disciples very soon before he'd be in his passion. Again, saying at the beginning, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one." It's so important to be one within our own family, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban, in our diocese, in our Catholic brothers and sisters here and around the world. We must be one. You know, yesterday, Dieter Humbert and I drove to Aiken, basically to ask them for their prayers and some of their treasure for our school. And that was one of their one announcement. And having us there, Father David Forsman, a great friend of mine, was there, myself and somebody else. And the talk of each other was, we need to be one. That especially in our Catholic education, and we were sharing back and forth. Back in Aiken, Minnesota, they had the Benedictines had a elementary school, Catholic school, very early, I mean, maybe 40s, 50s, 60s, and it was closed. We were sharing to them how we need Catholic education in our diocese, and we need to be one. And we know that you don't have a school, but we need help because we need, again, to be one. We need priests, we need sisters, we need holy marriages. And when we have children in our Catholic school in International Falls, we're the smallest school, but we're also growing. And please help, because we have 1,200 hours of these little ones to be consecrated, to be one, to know of God's love in our school every day. So it's really cool, again, to read our gospel according to John, and how Jesus has called us, just like he came from, just that unique paradox where you have God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Jesus was one with them, and still is, and then he comes to the world, and tells us to do very similar, to be one.